If you've ever wondered how much an artist has been paid when you, in fact, stream a song, Richard, you've got the details there for us.
Yeah, the details have actually come out in the last few days. Apple have told artists it actually pays $0.01 per stream. Does that seem a lot to you, Lee?
Oh, 1 cent.
1 cent. They delivered the letter, or they put a letter to artists via their artist streaming dashboard. They sent it to labels and publishers, and they're saying it reflects music streaming services' efforts to show they're artist friendly. So Apple's 1 cent per stream is roughly double what Spotify pay. Spotify, it's terrible, I think. The world's largest music streaming services, which Spotify are at the moment, Spotify average about 1/3 to 0.5 cent per stream. And they're saying, well, our larger user base generates more streams on there, whereas Apple's come straight at monthly subscription revenue for users. So, you know, artists, managers and lawyers are still reeling from, you know, the pandemic, and have been calling on higher payments from music streaming services. I would pay them more than a cent. I really would.
Well, you think that the artists have created the music, they've written the songs, they've put it all together, totally underpaid, I believe. I can't remember how much that the artist used to get when they recorded it onto record or cassette, but I'm sure it would have been a lot greater than the 1 cent stream.
1 cent. I was stunned at that figure. I really was.
Yeah, no wonder artists are up in arms about that. Yeah, terrible news, I reckon. Certainly sell themselves short. On the subject of personal computer sales, they've soared in the first quarter this year, haven't they?
They have. They're actually up 32% in the first quarter last year. Remember, the quarter last year, probably not hard to beat because we had COVID was just starting to hit, but it's the fastest year-over-year growth in 20 years. So they shipped nearly 70 million units in the quarter. There was a rebounding from, you know, units were up 12.3% on that first quarter as well. The biggest computer company in the world is still Lenovo. They've got about 25% of the market, but they're up 42% year on year. HP, 21% of the market, really do like HP computers. I think they're making some really good ones. They're 34% up. Dell, 16.5% and 12% growth. Apple have got 8% market share because I've always had around that, but they grew by 48% during that quarter. So, and with the new Apple M1 chips coming out in their laptops, and expect some announcements, which we'll discuss in a second, expect the Apple market share to grow.
That's a lot of soaring figures there. It's nice to know that I personally have a laptop. That's HP, so it's good to know. It's a nice, reputable brand there, Richard. Now, you did mention Apple. If you're contemplating buying an Apple product, hold your horses, because you've got some information that we might find interesting here.
Yeah, don't buy one this week. This Wednesday morning, I'm going to get up at, I think it's about 2 a.m. in the morning, because Apple will make announcements on new products. They've announced it finally. So when they make announcements, we don't buy things if we want the latest. We expect really iPad announcements, so some new iPads, and the anticipated AirTags. AirTags are going to be a little Bluetooth device that you can connect to your set of keys, your case, your bag, whatever on there as well. And if you can't find them, you can use your phone to locate where they are. Literally, you'll walk around, you'll activate the AirTag software on there as well. And from what we're told, it will start to beep the closer you get to it as well. But also, if something gets stolen from you as well, and it's got an AirTag on there as well, it will be able to use all the other iPhones that it's around to be able to find that item. So we'll be able to talk about more about this when you come back as well. But the AirTags are very exciting. Plus, we should also see iOS 14.5 come out, which is a major update for iPhones and iPads. The one feature I really like on it, for iPhone 11 users out there, there is a problem of the reading of your battery health on there as well. And you might have unexpected battery drain on there as well. This iOS 14.5 will fix all of that, because there is a recalibration tool inside. And if your battery is a dud, it will pull up there and say, if you own an iPhone 11, please take it to an Apple authorized service center, and they'll replace the battery for free for you. So iOS 14.5 got some great features, but I really like to think about the batteries in there as well.
Yeah, good idea to check your battery health. And fair to say, you weren't up at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning to see the funeral of the Duke, particularly when you know you've got to be up at 2 o'clock on Wednesday for these Apple announcements.
I know. So very sad to see. And I was actually one of the school kids one year, actually got to see him in person at Government House in Adelaide. So, yes.
You've got some great memories of the Duke, Prince Philip.
Yeah.